Hey everybody, it's your favorite gym bro, Marcus Stone, and today's show is called How Do Peptides Differ When Taken Orally Versus Injected? Before we get started, I want to clarify that this podcast is for informational purposes only and not a recommendation. Please consult a doctor and get your lab work done for your specific scenario, as everyone is different. Think you're getting the full benefits of your peptide supplements? The way you take them could mean you're wasting 90% of their potential. Let's unlock the science of peptide absorption and get you the real facts. First up, let's break down the basics of oral versus injectable peptides. When you swallow a peptide supplement, it has to run the gauntlet of your digestive system. Your stomach acid and enzymes don't discriminate. They break down pretty much everything, including most of those expensive peptides you just took. Injectable peptides, on the other hand, completely bypass this first-pass metabolism, delivering the goods straight to your bloodstream. Speaking of absorption rates, this is where things get wild. Your digestive enzymes are like tiny molecular scissors, chopping up those peptide chains before they can reach your bloodstream. With injections, you're getting direct delivery to the tissues that need them. It's like comparing a cross-country road trip to a direct flight. Same destination, very different arrival times. Now let's talk money, because this matters. While oral peptides might seem cheaper and more convenient up front, you're typically getting way less bang for your buck. A fascinating 2019 study in clinical endocrinology looked at BPC-157, showing oral bioavailability at just 2% compared to 95% for injectable versions. That means you'd need to take 50 times more orally to get the same effect. Do the math on that cost difference. The real game changer is in the research data. When we look at documented healing outcomes, injectable peptides consistently outperform their oral counterparts in clinical studies. The direct-to-bloodstream approach isn't just theoretical, it's backed by hard science. Here's your actionable takeaway. Match your peptide delivery method to your goals. If you're looking for therapeutic effects, injectable forms typically offer superior bioavailability. If you're just in maintenance mode, oral supplements might suffice. But remember, and I can't stress this enough, always work with a qualified healthcare provider to determine what's right for your specific situation. This has been Marcus Stone with Wicked World, where science meets iron. Be sure to check out our best ofs at wickedworld.net.